Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's time for Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor.
Thank you for joining me today on Faith to Live By. This is Sue Taylor. I don't know about you, but in my life, I have seen family strife. And today, I just want to share some insights with you from the Word of God regarding family strife. Now, the definition of strife is bitter conflict, dissension, or even a fight. So I'm hoping that, that family strife hasn't gone that far in your life today. But if it has, the Bible gives some clear direction as to what happens when there is family strife and what we are to do with it when it does happen. You know, it has been said that all problems are relational. It either is a problem with me and God, or me and others, or me and myself. So we need to really keep the channels open to God and open with others as far as possible and open with self to avoid family strife. There are several stories throughout Scripture that tells and relates the conflict between families. And I'm not going to go into all of them. I'm just going to briefly tell you, and you can look them up for yourself. But we have Sarah and Hagar, and Rebecca and her daughter-in-laws, Jacob and Esau, Joseph and his brothers, Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, David and one of his wives, and even David in his household. And the list can go on. But today, I just want to really focus on what causes strife, and also how do we deal with family strife when it comes. You know, Proverbs 18:19 says, "An offended brother is more unyielding than a fortified city, and disputes are like the barred gates of a citadel." Contentions, in other words, between family members are like the bars of a castle. They can be cold, straight, and immovable because the offense can become so great. So great care must be taken to prevent strife among relations, because restoration and reconciliation is a work of much difficulty when there is family strife. So what's the source of strife? Well, we all know that the original source, of course, is sin in our lives, or sin in the lives of others, or sin that we're not turning from when the Lord Jesus Christ speaks to us. But here are some things that the Bible really talks about regarding strife. Hatred. Proverbs 10:12 says, "Hatred stirs dissension, but love covers over all wrongs." There's a scripture where Esau said that he hated Jacob, you know, when Jacob deceived him. And there was literally hatred from Esau to his brother Jacob. And so hatred is a cause of strife. There is pride. Proverbs 13:10 says that pride only breeds arguing, but wisdom is found in those who take advice. Sometimes when people are proud, they won't listen to advice. They don't want to hear advice because their pride gets in the way. And that's really a sad thing, because correction comes through humility, not through pride. I remember one time when my husband was trying to just talk to someone, and he was a pastor. And he asked him, he said, "Who gives you permission to speak into my life?" Well, I would hope and pray, beloved child of God, that we give godly people permission to speak into our lives. That's how we grow. And that's how we can keep free from strife, when we are open to correction. And many times we are offended, and strife happens because of pride just selfish old pride. A third reason or a cause of strife is a contentious spirit. Now, I don't know about you, but there are people that just have a contentious spirit. It seems like they want to fight. In fact, I know a woman one time that told me she actually liked and enjoyed arguing and fighting. Proverbs 26:21 says, "As charcoal to embers and as wood to fire, so is a quarrelsome man for kindling strife." So it's really difficult when we have a contentious spirit instead of a contented spirit. And that's the difference. You know, many times contention arises because of control. You know, we want more control in our lives and people aren't doing what we want them to do and how they're supposed to do it. And some people just have a contentious spirit because they have an issue and a problem with control. I think that that's where that is derived from. They're not happy because they're not in control, or they're losing control, or they want control. And it's very important that as a Christian that we examine ourselves and ask God to give us a contented spirit and not a contentious one. Another cause of strife is anger. Proverbs 29:22 says, "An angry man stirs up dissension, and a hot-tempered one commits many sins." You know, it's been said that an angry man doesn't forget the wrong done to him. Just like Esau was angry because of Jacob's deception, and he even said that he was going to kill Jacob, and this is why Jacob fled from the presence of his father and mother and his brother Esau, because of the anger that Esau had toward his brother. And anger is something that does not work the righteousness of God. The Bible says that. I do believe there is a place for righteous indignation when there is sin present. When you see sin and you're confronted with it, just as Jesus was in the temple, I believe that there is a place for indignation, righteous indignation. But it should be short-lived, and you should pray that the sun does not go down on your anger, and begin to ask the Lord to search your heart if there's any anger. And lastly, one of the causes I just want to end with today, and we're going to continue this series tomorrow on family strife, because I think that there's many people that need it. And because we live in a world today that seems like that people are so easily offended, and especially if you have decided to really follow Jesus Christ and you want to live your life to the best of your ability, many times those closest to you, your own relations, are not going to understand you. But another cause of family strife is just self-seeking or selfishness. Remember in Luke when Jesus' disciples at the Last Supper, there was a dispute, it said, that arose among them as to which of them was considered to be the greatest. This is eyes on self and not on Jesus Christ. So, beloved child of God, if you have strife in your family today, pray that God removes all hatred, pride, a contentious spirit, anger, or selfishness from your life. And when you do that, I promise you that you will have the faith you need to live by.
You've been listening to Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor. If you would like to write with your comments or to request a copy of this program for an $8 donation, write Sue Taylor, 10827 Highway 86 East, Neosho, Missouri, 64850. Sue Taylor is a member of the KNEO team and a keynote speaker at several church and women's events throughout the four-state area. To book Sue for your next event, contact Sky High Radio at 417-451-5636.